Hello, everybody. This is a bit of a pilot for our upcoming show. It's Tom Sharp and James Jimmy Devine, the baseball guru.
Thanks, Tom.
That's what I call him. But anyways, I'm going to hand it over to Jimmy. He's going to start out where he came from, how he built this into an unbelievable positive, not just for sports, but for kids. And, you know, maybe they're having a tough time at home. This is a place where, you know, he is developing not just players, but good people. But go ahead, Jimmy.
Tommy, thanks for all that. You're too kind. You probably overstated a little bit. But no, my background, as you well know, Tom, I mean, we've grown up together.
Yep.
I grew up in a neighborhood over in Warren. I had a bunch of ex-ball players in my neighborhood, a bunch of ex-athletes. Everything that's gone on with me, I've been very blessed, kind of circumstantial. I grew up across from Harding in Reserve in their heyday. So athletics was a big deal. It was a big deal in my family. Went all through, played high school ball. I was an okay player. Played in college a little bit, okay player. Got out, and then years later, a friend of mine came to get me, got into coaching. And I kid everybody, Forrest Gump of baseball, right place, right time. Started coaching high-end summer ball. Friend of mine in scouting said, he was like, you got to get into this. You're born for it. Went from that. Came in a special assignment guy with the Yankees, special assignment guy with the Cardinals, and got a World Series ring in 2006.
Wow.
Now, me and Tom, different animal altogether. We've been friends for a lifetime. Our business has evolved. We were originally in the old train station in Warren, as you well remember.
Yep.
Then we made a genius move. We moved out to the Eastwood Mall in the bubble next to the Expo Center.
Yep.
Outstanding experience. But the problem was the two other partners we had in this couldn't get along. The baseball part was great, but what it did was reunite Tom and I on a more regular basis. We kept in touch, and then moved. I had a big facility up in Austintown, which went well. Then came back down to Warren, helped some friends of mine out down that building, and then they're doing some. Tommy and I hooked up again, and it's led to this. We have a new building. Diamond Nine.
Well, you have to be really good to keep bouncing around and still keep clientele,
20
keep people interested.
I've been blessed.
Yeah.
You hear me laugh, and sometimes I say it all the time, I haven't had a real job in 26 years.
Yeah, but I watch you work, dude. You're working hard.
We get after a little bit.
Keep
we
all those
have.
Kids together. You know, kids always want to do what they want to do.
And that's the thing that we invite with all this. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk about local history and sports. The people we knew, the people that, you know, that we idolized, have some of them on and
yep.
Talk to some of the central figures of what's going on in this community, you know, for a long time. And everybody knows sports is a huge deal. Trumbull, Mahoning County, Mercer, you know.
A lot of the kids that you made, you know, into, you know, change their life. Scholarships.
Yeah, we've been.
College,
Yeah, we're a lot of scholarships. In 26 years, I mean, the high estimate we tried to figure, we have somebody going back through the history of all the teams and all the years and all the clients. Somebody came up with 600. Sometimes I get blown away by that number. You know, we've had 60 kids drafted. We've had six kids in the big leagues, four girls in professional softball. And you know me, I never talk about it. I don't ever think about it. And people come in, you realize all you've done? I'm like, no. I say, it's just somebody gave this to me. I've given back. And I've been lucky enough to stay in it. You know, we're always talking about the game. We're always talking about what goes on in professional baseball, college baseball with the portal, high school sports. And it doesn't just have to be baseball or softball. You know, we're pretty well-rounded on everything. And then, you know, society in general, what's going on, you know, what's going on great in the community, bringing that out, bringing people in that are trying the same business as us, trying to make it right for these kids. You know, I see a lot of things. They're on their phones, they're on this, they're on that, and we're getting them out there and getting them moving, getting them in shape. It's a different animal. When we were kids, you know, Mom and Dad kicked us out the screen door and said, stay outside, don't come back.
Nothing else to do anyway.
Today, yeah, you still got some parents. I've got a few parents like that. Now what we have to get on, I'm going to get on, because Tommy's going to be too modest, so I'm going to tell you about my man Tom here. Tommy and I go back to when I was about 17 years old. We started playing ball together, and I was always that guy that was kind of, dressed, you know, I always dressed right, played right. I wasn't a big kid. I was real fundamentally sound. Tom was always Tom, bigger than life. And we ended up becoming almost brothers in the thing. And he protected me. You know, I'd have guys, you know, I'm playing in the middle infield with him and guys coming after me or guys throwing at me and, you know, and then his brother Marty and I were good friends. And there's a long, I mean, we sit and talk for hours about the guys, the old Warren Double A League, how legendary it was, you know, dance around with some of the Youngstown Double A players.
Yep.
The guys that we've seen over the course of years, the guys from around here that ended up being legends, playing professionally.
Yep.
You know, doing things. Not a lot of our sport, because football, God bless, I'm not an anti-football guy or an anti-basketball guy. But there's a lot of people that did a lot of great things in baseball and softball and slow pitch even. And like I said, we're going to...
And it was locally covered.
Yep.
Which doesn't happen anymore.
Well, we're trying to bring that, try to bring a little more light to that and getting people to come in and listen and do some things. And a lot of this benefit is going to go to the kids that we work with, the kids out in the community, getting them out, getting them to school to as close for free as we can. And, you know, you hear about it in football, you hear about it in basketball. But we've been ultra successful, and we want to why. And there's people out there that don't know a lick about what we do, or a lick about what goes on in the sports community concerning our sports. So,
and it's the little things that I want to bring up. It's that little thing that you don't get that kind of instruction from just anybody. You know, for years I never pulled a ball hit the center field was my way of going the opposite.
As a
field.
Mortal sin.
Yeah, so you get these little bit of things that change your life, because my son Vince, Trumbull County Player of the Year in basketball, not until he got a mid-range jumper, not till somebody worked with him on his left hand. It's these little things that change a kid that had, you know, talent, maybe marginal talent, a little bit of these fundamentals. Yep. Change a career, change a life.
And you give them a sense of identity, a sense of something they take pride in. People come and watch our facility, and like the kids are always respectful. They never dilly-dally. That's always yes or no, sir. And we didn't – it's environment. I always tell people, if you're going to be successful in something, you've got to find an environment that caters to what you're trying to be successful to. I mean, success leaves clues. And like I said, we created this whole format, and it's been great. And all the people have come across my life, I've had – a ton of mentors, a ton of coaches. You know, some of the worst coaches I had taught me the most. But you just giving it back, you're never going to go wrong trying to give back to people. And like I said, going from there, it's been a blessing, and we want to be able to share that and get this out in the community. And then have a good time doing what we do, because Tom and I always, we have a good time.
Oh, we'll have some fun.
We'll laugh, and, you know, we'll get some of our old buddies in here.
We'll get some calls.
we'll get some dingers. And we'll take it from there. But it's going to be a great show.
Yep.
You know, and like I said, we're going to keep this thing growing and get it to where, you know, we're able to affect lives. So that's our big push.
And we want to thank Mr. Bloom here for giving us the opportunity.
Oh, goodness. You know, we had this idea. We were throwing it around. I'd done some radio with Cappy when we were out at the mall. You know, he was great with us. If he could have had us on there 4 days a week, he'd have had us, because he was like, this is awesome. You know, you guys back, and we're like, okay. And then, like I said, we moved from the mall. And then when Tommy and I got back in contact this past, you know, last year, year and a half, we're like, hey, you know what? We got to do a podcast. We got to do a radio show.
Yeah.
And let because people are sitting, you know, we'll start having a conversation about guys, the different things in the historical part of what we've gone through. And the kids will sit there and they'll just be in awe. And like, they'll sit there for an hour, 2 hours just listening to us talk about this guy, that guy. Hey, coach, I heard was this guy good. And
yeah.
What we just go. Like? And these what kids need to understand like? The tradition and the history of this, of the counties.
And there's a lot of history in this area, for sure.
Yep. Probably a great question. How many people can name the amount of guys that got to the major leagues from Trumbull and Mahoning County? Not minor league ball, but major league baseball. And there were some great minor league guys that threw hook or by crook, injury or family demands or whatever, got out of the game that would have probably got to the big league. So
stay tuned. We'll be back. And this is Tom Sharp, and we're getting close to the end here, but I want to make it clear. This show is going to start out at 12 minutes, and you're going to be hearing it at 9:15 every Saturday morning, and it's going to grow to 30 minutes. And me and my co-host, Jim Devine.
No such thing as a co-host. Partner in crime, maybe. Co-host. That's a very dignified way to put it. Yeah, any questions? If anybody's interested in us, you know, working with their child academically, socially, athletically, with the baseball and softball, the company's Diamond 9 Development. The phone number is 330-766 6790. You can come and see what a great experience, what a great facility we have.
All kind of packages also. Oh, yeah.
Listen, don't let money be the thing that stops you. We will figure it out, no question. Absolute joy being on here today. And like I said, we look forward to talking to everybody on Saturday mornings.